At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Click for more.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Want to rise above what holds you back? These are the stories of those fighting that battle. It might also be the story of you. I'm Dan Waldschmidt, author of Edgy Conversations and strategist of billion-dollar companies all over the world. This is Mark Menard, author of The Story of You, the guy who knows a thing or two about never giving up. You're listening to Elevating Beyond. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Elevating Beyond with a two-word mission statement: change lives. This is Mark Menard here. How's everyone doing today? Look, I'm going to talk about something that's just me going solo, talking about something that comes up a lot. People ask me this so much, or they give me a lot of excuses about it. A lot of you that you say you're struggling with time, and they say, you don't get it, Mark. I want to do my book. I want to have a podcast. I want to run a business, but I don't have it like you do. And they list all these excuses, which brings me to today's topic, seasons of sacrifice. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is stuff that I have talked in depth about at a lot of my like paid speaking events and stuff. And I realize I continue to get asked it more and more and more and more. And it's important to share it. Seasons of sacrifice. Because look, I'm married. I have 5 kids. I have my company that I built from the ground up that serves over 50 individuals with special needs. I have over 20 people on my team. I've written 4 best-selling books now. Have this podcast, of course, Elevating Beyond. Speak all over. Do video courses like our new one, Minutes with Millionaires, The Roadmap to Success, and so much more. It's all about changing lives, along with having friends in my inner circle, being active in my faith, being active in my health. And I'm never perfect in any one of these areas singularly. But what I talk about is how to maintain what people think is balance. It's not about real balance. It's about what I talk about is seasons of sacrifice. I need you to understand how important this is, because when you have all these different things going on at different seasons in your life, it's not going to be like a 25% or 25% balance for each thing for each part of the day. It never works like that. There's times where you have to put laser intensified focus on certain areas more than others based on the season. And I'm going to give you an example of this. Like when my company first started, and my wife and I just got married, we had 2 kids back to back. It was the recession. My office was in a barn. We couldn't get a loan. I was doing everything I could. We had to strategically, no one would give us a loan. I had to strategically use credit cards was the only way to get through that hurdle in my life, in my company. We put everything on the line. And now I've strategically used that to get out of debt as well. That's a whole other talk, and build savings. That takes time too. But the season of sacrifice was my wife was working nights during that time. We had our kids. I was up all night. My wife was working nights. And also I had to put in way more hours 7 days a week to build Dreamshine up. But I knew that this was going to be for a season. And so, nope, my marriage wasn't getting as much attention at that time, because it was between raising 2 babies back to back, the company, the business, building that up. But it's all about the continued communication. And then at times when it gets lopsided and I was overworking and there wasn't enough attention being at our marriage at certain points, then you have that tension that you have to manage. And so then you start to see if you're struggling in your marriage, then you have to start focusing on that tension. It's all about communication and putting more focus in your marriage. But you've got to keep communicating and explain, like, look, this is a season. It's not going to be like this forever. And you have to agree so you don't become just a workaholic and you never know your wife and kids. But also, if you don't put a roof over your wife and kids, or if you're not married, you still have to feed yourself. Regardless, you need money to pay the bills. And there's different seasons. And that's what it's all about. And it's never going to be perfect. At different times of your life, you have different priorities. But balance, it all matters. And so then there's times where I'll be over focusing on my marriage, on my kids. And then you might start dropping the ball in areas in your company. And you're getting more tension there, and that rope's about to snap. And so you got to go and be like the orchestrator and then say, oh, I need more focus here on my company. And at different times in your life, it's like a tree that grows up. You build that trunk, you build that foundation. And you have to go through a lot of, you have to be broken a lot of times to have that breakthrough to grow and develop. And then you can start branching off in different areas. And we've gone, I'm not saying it's been perfect. We've had ups and downs in our marriages, up and down in our parenting, ups and downs with a company, ups and downs in finances, ups and downs in parenting. And it's a lifelong journey, because if you see those ups and downs and you look at a heart monitor, it goes beep, beep, and has those ups and downs. But if it just flatlines and you have that perfect so-called balance, that means you're dead. So you're not going to have any perfect balance while you're living. The thing is to not beat yourself up about it and think that, oh my gosh, if I'm not perfectly doing this 25% of the day and this 20, then I'm out of whack, I'm out of balance. And then it just backwards cycles and downward spirals, and it leads to the self-fulfilling prophecy of disaster, because you're trying to go for perfection and it doesn't exist. It's about seasons of sacrifice. As I had my company, Dreamshine was growing, coming to 10 years. Then I started my podcast. Then we had kid number 5. During that point in time, I decided not only to start the podcast, but to write my book, The Story of You, and then to go on from there to speaking and doing all these other things. But I remember I had to talk to my wife, like, through this season, as I'm writing my book and developing the podcast, I'm going to have to put some laser focus into these areas. It's going to take more time as I'm marketing and promoting the book and being a guest on shows and being a guest on the news and traveling more. But also, we had to have an agreement that it's not going to be like that forever. So, like, we had a verbal agreement, and we've even written stuff down and said, but after like this many months, then it's going to start getting more back to normal, you know, whatever normal is. But you've got to realize, like, some people, you have to have something that you hold yourself accountable to, because it can slip up and 4 months can turn into a year, then 2 years. And then that's where you start struggling in other areas of life. And you have to constantly be managing the tensions for different seasons of sacrifice throughout different seasons of your life. And that's simply what it's all about. Like, that's one of my secrets right there. If there is a secret to success, is understanding the seasons of sacrifice. And also, let me tell you this, it's a lifelong journey. Like, when I wrote my book, The Story of You, I knew for that year I made a decision. For 9 months straight, I got up around 4:30 a.m. every day to work on my book every morning until it was done and completed. Then right after that, our last youngest one, little Gil, was born. And so then I flipped my schedule around. But during that season, I knew that I was going to need to get up at that time to make that happen. But you have to be flexible, be willing to keep innovating, to elevate. Some people I know, at a certain season in their life, they get to a schedule they stick to, like my man Bill Courtwright, who we did our event with, Minutes with Millionaires, also the whole amazing video course I'm about to release with him, Dan Waldschmidt, Greg Walker, myself, Minutes to Millionaires, the roadmap to creating $1 million, not only business, but wealth in your life, wealth in your marriage, wealth in your health. a wealth mindset. That's a whole other level, a whole other thing we'll be talking about. But he gets up at 2:30 a.m. every day and he goes to bed at 8:30 p.m. every night. He's done that for like 20 plus years and that works for him. But that doesn't mean that it's going to work perfectly for you and I at different seasons in our life. There's a lot of people he helps that works with and it's changed their life. But you have to realize what works for me might not perfectly work for you. Or at a certain season, what works for your routine might not work. Things come and go in life. Storms come and go. So you got to be willing to adapt and adjust. And most importantly, let yourself know that it's okay. That's where people beat themselves up so much. They think, well, if I'm not having this perfect balance and checking these 900 boxes off before it's 11 a.m. every day, then I must be failing. And the thing is, it's not like busyness doesn't equal effectiveness. Sometimes you can get so much more done in 2 hours of laser-focused time than 8 hours of unlaser-focused time where you're just being extra busy. So it's all about continuing to adapt and learn how to laser-focus. And I'll talk about that more and more. We mentioned it in our speaking event. The app, brain.fm. They're not a sponsorship for my podcast, Elevating Beyond. Although I've had some amazing sponsors and continue to, but they're not one. I don't get anything for this, but I purchased that. So did my man, Dan Waldschmidt. He actually is the one that told me about it. And I use that. There's like a focus thing that you listen to it and it gets the different like brain waves going in your head while you're working on something, if I'm writing or whatever. And so for like 2 hours, like I can laser focus on that. Some people I know do it in like 15-minute increments. Whatever works best for you. And also remember, I'm going to repeat this again for whatever season of life that you're in. There's times where we're going to be working more on our marriage. We're going through issues. Then there's times where, boom, the ox is in a ditch. And I just had 4 people maybe quit at the same time in my company. And if I don't get in there and put all this attention there, then guess what? The company's going to go under. Then the marriage is going to struggle even more when we don't have food to put on the table and we're not helping people through the mission of the company. So again, it's called seasons of sacrifice. And you have to embrace each one. And one of the biggest keys to it is communicating and continuing to balance the tension in each area, knowing it's never going to be perfect, and that's okay. It's a lifelong journey, but it can always continue to be growing and developing and producing a deeper foundation and producing more and more fruits over the long term. That's it, baby. This is Mark Menard jumping on here, giving you a massive truth bombs, it's raining truth bombs if you can see it here right now, of wisdom on a talk that I talk about a lot. I go way more in depth. I love when I can do the Q&A. So look, anyone listening to this, I would love to come talk about this to any of your companies or anything, but most importantly, I'm just hoping that this is helping you because I keep getting asked, Mark, please talk more about the seasons of sacrifice. So here it is, here you go. Give yourself credit, pat yourself on the back. Don't be too hard on yourself if you're not having that so-called perfect balance, because remember, perfect balance, a flat line equals no heartbeat equals death. You should be having some ups and downs and seasons of sacrifice. So never settle, never give up, and keep elevating beyond.
Get to Old Navy for Star Spangled Style. Right now, everything's on sale, up to 60% off. That's right, get everything from tees, shorts, dresses, and swim, all at 60% off. Now till July 7th at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid through 7/7, select styles only.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.